been a pretty good pre-season, to be honest. Lots of hard work, as always, but lots of ball work, not much running, which is enjoyable for the players because we don't get much of a break these days. You know, if the season finished, you get 4 or 5 weeks, players are away on international, so everyone comes back pretty fit. So it's been pretty good, to be honest.
You must have had a fair few pre-season campaigns. How has this one compared, and does it get that little bit harder as you get older?
It's different. You know, when I first started out as a young lad, it was running around cricket boundaries, doing 1,000-metre runs, 800-metre runs, people being sick, people getting injured. So it's changed quite a bit. Now it's structured through the sports science. It's all very controlled. You come back, you do... you do your testing, you have to do some running, but that's more of a base fitness. And the balls are out straight away. It's into your technical work and getting your football going. So it's more enjoyable now. Like you say, getting a little bit older now, it's a little bit tougher on the body. But, you know, different players, individual players get looked after in certain ways. But, no, it's more enjoyable now. The game's changed. It's a lot quicker now and a lot more powerful than it was a few years back.
Well, we must look back to last season, the greatest of great escapes from Leicester. I mean, you looked dead and buried, 7 points from safety with 9 games left, and then stayed up by 6 points. Just how did you do that?
You know, it looks like quite remarkable from what I say, but we always had belief during the season. We went through a difficult time, obviously, but we was almost waiting for a mini season at the end, the last 8 or 9 games. We knew they were games that were winnable for us. There was a real desire within the football club to stay in the Premier League. We worked so hard to get there. And, you know, once we beat West Ham at home, I think it was, and then we went to West Brom and scored in the last minute to win, you know, we built some momentum and the belief came back into the players. We changed the formation a little bit, which helped, and just played with that Leicester identity where we were playing on the front foot, we were attacking, we were creating chances, and probably showing a little bit less respect to teams.
Yeah, the players never seemed to drop their heads, did they, during those tough times? Which you can, I suppose, if you give players an excuse, they will take it. But you didn't drop your heads.
No, we always had, you know, we were performing well. We were playing at a high standard. We were always in games. We were getting compliments from, you know, the opposition after the games. They couldn't understand why we were in the position. You know, we were bottom of the league for a long time. But we never got beaten badly, and that gave us confidence, to be honest, that if we could change a few things and learn quickly, that it would change, and thankfully it did.
Yeah, it was a strange season, starting so well, then fading badly, and then that incredible climax. And of course, things have changed since last summer, or since last season. Nigel Pearson's gone, Claudio Ranieri's come in. What sort of contrast have you found in styles between those two managers?
You know, they're similar in some respects. They're both very passionate and they love their football. Obviously, the new manager's come in, Claudio, and he looks very tactically aware. He seems like a very clever coach. He likes to be on the training ground. But, you know, he's coming into a quite a successful atmosphere, so I don't think he wants to change too much. He wants us to play with that attacking philosophy. And he's been good, you know. He's been good with the players. He's a winner. And he's a confident person, so it looks positive for the new coming season.
Do teams actually take momentum from the end of one season to another? Because obviously you've got like a two and a half month gap. Does the players still feel that momentum?
Yeah, I think so. It was an enjoyable season last season. It was exciting, obviously, because we achieved what we wanted to and we stayed up. And, you know, we've got that belief now and, you know, we've learned a lot from last season, which is important. We're more experienced. There's going to be fresh faces coming in, new players that are going to improve the team and help us. A new manager that's worked at big clubs with big players, so that will help us. So your momentum can be big, and you know we can't wait for the season to start. We're very happy we're in the Premier League again, and we really want to kick on this season.
Yeah, a 3-2 win against Birmingham yesterday. So pre-season, I don't think the club has lost a game in this particular pre-season, but it's not always about the results, though, is it?
No, you know, you want your fitness. The pre-season is a very important time. You need to get your fitness, you need to get your base, your sharpness, but you don't want to get injured. You know, it sets you up for the whole season. So getting through pre-season is very important. Getting some game time, getting the squad fit and everyone up to speed is important. You know, and there's a lot of competition within our squad, so everyone's raring to go. And we're looking good and we're looking forward to the first game against Sunderland.
So a week to go before that first game with Sunderland. This coming week, is it going to be much about fitness or ball work or tactics or a combination of things?
I would say the fitness is done, to be honest. It's more going into a normal week of training. There won't be any double sessions. It'll be hopefully getting the players fresh and ready for the game Saturday. A lot of tactical stuff, I would have thought, working on shape and maybe how Sunderland play and how we're going to play up against them and exploit their weaknesses. So it'll be very tactical this week with a few meetings on the game. But just really just getting the buzz going and the feel going and the excitement for the start of the season.
No Esteban Cambiaso, of course, who's moved on. Just the one season for him. He made a huge impact at the King Power Stadium. What was it like having someone like him around?
It was brilliant. Obviously, personally, it was great because he's a midfield player as well. So I learned a lot off him. First of all, he was a really nice bloke, a top guy. Loved his football, really passionate. And he was, you know, he's played for Real Madrid, Inter Milan. He's a top player, won everything in the game. But, you know, his awareness on the pitch is, he was very clever, intelligent. He knew when to play one or two touch or how to speed the game up or slow it down. And he was good in the dressing room. He had a real opinion. And, you know, he didn't come to Leicester just to experience the Premier League. He wanted to play and he wanted to achieve something. And I think he showed that in the end. And the fans, the players and everyone at the club loved him.
So what's next for you, Dean? You're 32 now. You signed a new deal this summer. Have you had many thoughts about what you're going to be doing after the playing career? Have you looked at coaching or management, media stuff, maybe even something else?
You know, I've had a think about it. I want to stay within the game. Obviously, that's all I've known. And I love football myself. I will start doing my coaching badges because I think that can open all different things to you. I like the media side of the game. I've done a few things around the game. So I'm looking to do something like that to stay within the game. Like I say, I love it. It's the best job in the world. So something involving football, coaching, media would be great.
Well, assuming Leicester are not challenging for the title, and from a personal point of view, I sincerely hope that that you are, who do you see winning the Premier League this year?
It'll be, you know, the usual suspects. It's difficult to look past Chelsea because of Mourinho and what they did last year, and they're so strong. But I've got a feeling for Arsenal this season. If they can keep the players fit, like Ramsey, and you've got Walcott coming back, and Wiltshire, they've got a real core of a team now, and they've added Petr Cech in goal, which, you know, might get them an extra 10 points this season. So I've got a feeling for Arsenal. I think they might be quite successful this year.
Let's have a word about your old club, Southampton. You had some really good times there. They've been on the rise for a few years. Do you still keep an eye out for them?
Yeah, I mean, I love my time at Southampton. My family and still live in the area, still look out for them. You know, they've done really well, and I think they'll have another successful season. They played a game the other night where they played in Europe, which was always a dream of the club to get back there. They're a good club where they bring young players through. They give them an opportunity, and they're doing really well, and I think they're thriving. The infrastructure there is fantastic.
Are they a club, do you think, that Leicester can emulate in terms of progression?
I think so. I think it's a good guide. I mean, Leicester, Southampton have been in the Premier League three seasons now, I think. It's our second season, Leicester in the Premier League. Steadily, each season, Southampton have progressed. They had a great season last year. You know, they've invested money into the football club, but not just buying players. They're bringing younger players through, building a new training ground. So they're a good role model to follow.
So what are Leicester's targets then this season? Is survival the key thing first, and then any further progress is a bonus?
I think so. I think you have to be honest with yourself. The club's really ambitious. You know, we survived last season. I think you need a couple of years in the Premier League, and, you know, we've got targets where you want to push on as a football club. You can never stand still, and you want to get as high as you possibly can. The start is always important. But, yeah, we're staying up is massive for the football club. But if we can creep up a few places each season, that would be great as well.